Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. In Empowered, Ordinary People, Extraordinary Products, Marty Kagan, a seasoned Silicon Valley product management guru, shares his insights on what makes some of the most successful tech companies tick. Drawing from his vast experience working with companies like eBay, AOL, and Netscape, as well as consulting for dozens of startups, Kagan provides a compelling roadmap for building products in today's fast-paced digital environment. The book unpacks the principles, strategies, and practices that enable teams to create revolutionary products. Kagan emphasizes the importance of empowering teams, fostering innovation, and maintaining a customer-centric approach. His narrative is replete with real-world examples, case studies, and interviews with industry leaders, making the book not only a guide, but also an inspiring read for anyone interested in product development and innovation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the role of leadership in innovation. Leadership is critical in fostering a culture that prioritizes innovation and empowers product teams. Marty Kagan highlights the distinctive characteristics of effective leaders in the tech industry. They provide clear vision, ensure alignment with the organization's goals, and create an environment where risk-taking is encouraged. Leaders must set clear expectations yet allow flexibility and autonomy. They play a key role in breaking down barriers that prevent teams from moving quickly and encourage a culture of experimentation and learning. Kagan argues that such leadership is crucial not only for the success of products, but also for attracting and retaining top talent. The book provides examples of how tech leaders have navigated challenges and uncertainty by focusing on customer needs, leveraging technology, and fostering collaboration within their teams. Secondly, empowering cross-functional teams. Kagan emphasizes the importance of empowered cross-functional teams for innovative product development. These teams consist of individuals with varied expertise in areas such as design, engineering, and product management, working collaboratively towards a common goal. Empowerment means these teams have the autonomy to make decisions about the product based on direct knowledge of the customer's needs and technical possibilities. The book outlines practices for breaking down silos between departments, facilitating effective communication, and promoting a shared vision. Kagan illustrates with case studies how empowered teams are better positioned to iterate rapidly, validate hypotheses through experimentation, and deliver products that truly meet user needs. This approach contrasts with traditional, top-down management styles that can stifle innovation and slow down product development. Thirdly, the importance of a customer-centric approach. Marty Kagan stresses the critical importance of putting the customer at the center of the product development process. This involves deeply understanding customer needs, pains, and behaviors through research and direct interaction. A customer-centric approach ensures that products solve real problems and deliver value, rather than being driven by technology for its own sake. Kagan provides strategies for embedding customer insights into the product development cycle, such as user testing, interviews, and data analysis. He also discusses the importance of fostering a culture that values customer feedback and is agile enough to adapt based on this feedback. This section of the book includes examples from leading tech companies that have succeeded by staying closely aligned with their customers' evolving needs. Fourthly, building products in a lean and agile environment. Kagan delves into the methodologies of lean startup and agile development, advocating for their adoption in the product development process. These methodologies emphasize the importance of speed, flexibility, and customer feedback. Lean startup principles focus on building a minimum viable product, MVP, testing hypotheses, and iterating based on feedback, whereas agile development prioritizes continuous delivery and adaptation. Kagan explains how combining these approaches can streamline the product development process, reduce time to market, and ensure that the product meets customer needs. The book includes practical advice on implementing these methodologies, overcoming common challenges, and measuring success through key metrics and customer satisfaction. Lastly, learning from failure. One of the most impactful topics Kagan addresses is the significance of learning from failure. In the technology sector, where innovation is paramount, failure is almost inevitable. However, Kagan argues that failures are valuable learning opportunities that can drive future success. He discusses how companies can create a culture that does not stigmatize failure, but rather encourages taking calculated risks. By analyzing what went wrong and why, teams can gain insights that lead to better decisions in future projects. The book shares stories of failed products and the lessons learned from them, showcasing how these insights have led to significant breakthroughs. This topic reinforces the book's overall message about the importance of an empowered, adaptive, and resilient approach to product development. In conclusion, Empowered: Ordinary People, Extraordinary Products is a must-read for anyone involved in product development, from startup founders to product managers, engineers, and designers. Marty Kagan's insights are particularly valuable for those looking to foster innovation within their teams, build products that truly meet customer needs, and create an organizational culture that supports rapid learning and adaptation. The book's real-world examples, practical advice, and underlying optimism about the potential of empowered teams make it a valuable resource. It convincingly argues that by fostering the right environment, leadership, and processes, even ordinary people can create extraordinary products. This message resonates not just with individuals in the tech industry, but with anyone looking to harness creativity and innovation in their field. If you would like to support Marty Kagan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.